Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Steve Hemphill, and Battle Plan is an ongoing discussion of how we put our faith into action. And today begins the first of some special episodes having to do with our TV series, episodic series called Taking Ground. And I have as a special guest today, Amber Buteau from the For the One studio in Houston. This is the studio helping us with the filming and planning and promotion of Taking Ground. Welcome, Amber.
Thanks, Steve. I'm super pumped to be here with you today.
Oh, so
One
glad
of my
to talk to you.
People.
Well, ditto. And let's just tell everybody first, give your side of the how we met through the NRB convention.
What a crazy story. You know, I kind of think this is how life works a little bit. God's all about relationships. So I have a dear friend, her name is Trudy Simmons, and she is the host of The Christian View. And we had been at NRB doing our NRB things, and she was like, hey, we really got to stop by this booth. I really want to meet this guy. I've read his stuff. I've seen his things, and I just really want to go meet him. And I was like, yeah, great, whatever, wherever we're going to go. And then we ended up at your booth, Active Faith booth, where you had all your books that you've written and the stakes, and you told us all the stories. It was just so great. Then we realized we're there with Randall Reeder, who had moved from LA to literally 30 minutes from the studio location. And it was just so many things. The minute that I heard the stories of stakes, I said that would make an exceptional TV series. Like, that needs to be a movie. That needs to be into some kind of episodic stories. It just never ends. I mean, the stories just keep going and going. And so I believe I said that to you that day, too.
Yes, you did.
And then here we sit, what, 2 years?
Yeah, a couple of years
later. A couple years
later.
Later?
I remember that was your, that's your version. My memory is when Dr. Trudy came up, and she had sought me out because a friend of mine who's an airplane pilot knew about me. And
yeah,
he
I
said,
forgot.
You need to meet this guy. He's going to be at MRB. So that's why, I mean, I didn't even know her. She, and of course, I didn't know you. You were with her. And I can remember meeting her. And I said, oh, yeah, Jay, the pilot friend. And she said, yeah, he's the one that told me about you. And we talked a minute. And then you said, well, tell me what you do. And I told both of you what I did. And I remember you looking at each other and just laughing. And it kind of puzzled me at first. And you said to me, everything you just said fits with what I'm doing. I'm building a studio, or I've just built a studio. I can't remember where you were. I think you had just built the studio then. And that would be a great series to, we'd love to talk to you about doing that. And that was my first impression of you, is immediately you thought this would be helpful to people in a successful series. So now we are just finished filming the first episode. So,
yes.
Tell me your part or your version of how we get from that first day to where we are now with the first episode about to come out.
Well, okay, let me say this, Steve. It's so much harder to do this than we make it sound like, right? Like, it's so long. Like, it's such a
Oh, I
long
know.
process by the time you're, like, inception of an idea. Like, that sounds like a great idea to, like, actual production, then post-production, and then delivery. So it's just been a journey, I feel like. Since we met, to refining the story off, honestly, and finding it the right way, you know, between different writers and different versions and different filters and lenses that you tell these stories through, you know, being that the content is the way that it is. And also, you're very passionate about how things are told in the right kind of way, that the delivery is done in such a way that it's done right and good and receivable, like you do everything else.
Truthfully and done truthfully. That was a big thing.
Truthfully and authentically, you know, in a real way. That was very important to you. So that, I feel like, has to go through a process, and we went through that process. And
well, and I made it sound like you said we should make a show, and I just went, oh, that's a great idea. I was not interested in that. I was very resistant. You and several others nudged me gently in that direction, and I was quite opposed to it, honestly. I felt like I had enough on my plate. I was already busy enough. I didn't want another project to, try to get the money for or whatever. In fact, it's funny, once I was sort of convinced that this was what God wanted us to do and that God wanted me to do it with you, and that's another crazy story about how I prayed for a verse on who to pick for the studio because I had other offers.
Yeah.
And I will say this, I have never I don't think I've ever in my life heard more clearly from God, because your studio is a newer studio.
Yep.
And you, it was not your goal. We'll talk about that in a second. It was not your goal to have a studio. It was kind of God's nudge on in your life to have a studio.
100%.
And so here I was, offers from, established studios, and then talking to you also, but you were going to let me have a little more control and be a part of it, so I can make sure it was remained truthful and not a lie or a perversion of what God made happen, so that just for box office money or whatever, it needed to be the true story for me. So I remember going to bed one night and praying that God, I've never done this before. He would give me a verse. That was what I prayed. Give me a verse to help me to know whether to go with Amber or someone else. And I woke up at 5 the next morning, and I went from a dead sleep to awake, and this thought is immediately in my head. When you wake up at 5, it's not like you're contemplating something, and then I've decided. It was like God put the thought there. I mean, for me, it was very obvious. And what I felt like I heard from God was, Steve, your ministry is new wine, and new wine needs new wineskins. And Amber is new wineskins, and the other studios are all old wineskins and old ways. So that was the really confirmation and affirmation from God. So at that point, I sort of said, okay, well, if God wants this to happen, he's going to provide the provision for it. So we just kind of threw it out there to our fan base, so to speak, and said, if you'd like to see this happen, you could donate just for that. And we got in within, I mean, within $400 of enough money, exactly what we needed to film one and only one episode. And then connections started happening, and here we are with the release coming out. So now go ahead and give your side, now that that was my side background part of that.
The whole studio is actually, people are say to me all the time, like, wow, you're getting to do your dream. This is amazing. It's so great. And I'm like, I've never dreamed of having a studio. I didn't even know what it was. Like, I didn't even know what a studio was. So
Yeah.
definitely, I've never even been in one. So it's definitely not my dream, not something that I dreamed of. But what I came to realize was it's God's dream. To walk out God's dream every day. And, I wake up and I'm like, kind of like, all right, what do you want to do today? What story do you want to tell today? How do you want to do that? And who do you want to do that? And
Well, I don't think we've told anybody the name of your studio yet. It's For the One Studio. Now, if that doesn't say it directly, I don't know how you could say it more directly than that. For the one we all worship and adore, and the one worthy of our praise and honor and glory, the only one worthy. So For the One Studio, that really got my attention too, because you don't see that much in this industry.
Yeah, very true. And the name came from when he was asking me to do all of this, and I was a little like, huh, that's a lot of work. Like, a lot of work, and I don't even know what I'm doing, and I don't fully understand. So, like, maybe we want to do something else, God, or I don't know. Like, that's a lot. And he's like, yeah, but would you do all of that for the one person that needs the message? That needs to hear what's going to come through that studio. Would you do it all for the one? And I was like, oh, I was kind of thinking we would maybe hit more than just one because that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, I died for the one. I died for just you. And I was like, well, when you say it like that, sure, we're
Yeah.
gonna do it. Sure, we're gonna
Yeah.
do it. So, the name was it's always been about the one person that needs to see taking ground to understand God's love for them and the power and the authority that they have within him that they can stand against the darkness in their life. And so if only one person got freedom from all the work we did for taking ground, I feel like I am pleasing the Lord in what he's asked me to do, even though it's required so much work and time and effort and all of that fight, everything to do it. It didn't cost me my life. And so
Well, one of the most impressive things I remember you saying one day that really struck me is you had been involved for years with a lot of different fundraisers for different institutions, and they would spend $500,000 and raise $550,000. So there wasn't much net left. And she said, I remember you saying that you could do one $50,000 video, and that video could raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions, for projects, for missionaries and mission funds. And you'd seen that kind of thing happen. That really got my attention. And in fact, in the middle of me wanting to say no to this and struggling with the fact that God kept nudging me this way, I got an email message one day from someone who had seen a little 5-minute video I did 10 years ago, and it's just on YouTube free. And it said that video changed their life, changed that person's life, and it brought them closer to the Lord in a way never known. And I just went, oh my goodness, if I go ahead and do this Taking Ground series, it will help people after I'm dead and gone. And
Amen.
that's what I want. I just want to help people. I never did this for the money. I walked away from a good salary to no salary to do this, and yet God has gotten us through so many things. So anyway, I interrupted you. Go ahead with the For the One Studio. And you have other projects. Tell about Multiplied and other things you have going on too.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing is, when I was first getting into this, when I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to do, the word that he gave to me was duplication and multiplication. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that is. At the time, I was practicing as a Christian counselor, and I counseled one at a time, and I had appointments all day long. And he just kept telling me duplication, multiplication. And I was like, okay, he said, how do you do that, Amber? And I was like, media? Like, if I could record this, then not one person hears it, but like it just goes around the globe, right? And so that's the root of why I started, was to multiply the message of him, whether it was attributes of his love, his acceptance, his stories, his words, whatever he wanted to multiply through media is what I felt like I was supposed to do. That's the root cause. Ironically, poor God, the first feature film I ever took to theaters name was Multiply.
Multiplies.
You can't make this stuff up.
You
Like,
can't.
literally, you can't make this stuff up.
And you can get that on Amazon Prime, right? And on
Yes,
your
on the
streaming,
app.
on
Yeah.
the app,
Yeah.
on your
You go
app,
to
and on Amazon Prime.
the,
For the
if you go
One
to, yeah.
Studio has their own app.
Yeah. So if you go to For the One Studio app, you can get it there. And that just supports the whole everything. The same like Taking Ground, you'll be able to get Taking Ground on the app. And so it's just crazy how God works. I'm just so blessed to be able to just partner with him. He does not have to have us, but he chooses to partner with us. And the fact that we get to choose to partner with the creator of the world is also like blows your mind. And so getting to do your stories and tell people about spiritual warfare and the power and authority that they have and how you make it just so simple to understand
Practical.
and
I try to make
practical.
it practical.
Yeah. And you can do it, that people can do it. That's why I thought it was so powerful that if we were to be able to put it into a storytelling film kind of way that people could watch, because not everybody reads, especially this next generation. They're not reading, they're watching, right? And be able to circle the globe and show people what their authority is. Yeah, that's probably not going to make the enemy very happy, but hey, you know what? We've got way greater power than what infuriates him.
Now,
So.
you've seen a lot of projects along the way the last couple of years come together, and you watched the Taking Ground group come together. You had a producer come in. Talk just a second about how that looked, and how I guess you would say, how smooth did it go going through all this?
Again, total God thing. We'd been talking, you and I've been talking for a long time. I'd say for a hot minute about making this thing happen. We've gone back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Different writers, different people, different things. Interviewed different people, talked to different people. You know what I mean? You had a lot of other opportunities that, have come up and all of that. And we'd be like, oh, this is it. This is it. This is it. And then it just, God would just show us just to to move directions just a little bit more. Well, I have a guy that works here, Dan Rubottom, that has done a lot of things, worked with us in a lot of different ways. He had a guest one day. We were shooting our show, Set Life, and he was DP in it. And so he had a guest show up, and in comes walking this young kid, and he's like, "Hey, I just want you to meet Isaac. He's been working with Darren Moore and, you know, all the films and documentaries,
Paramount Pictures and others.
Paramount, all the things." And I was like, "Hey, how you doing, buddy?" And I'm like, "Make yourself at home. Go upstairs, because I'm shooting my show. I'm like, go upstairs, see how we do here, and watch everything. We're happy to have you. Everything." Well, he sticks around for the day, and he's leaving. And when he goes to leave, I was like, "Hey, why don't you come back and sit down and have a meeting with me? Let's talk. Let's figure out what you want to do and where you're headed," because he just moved here. And when he walked out that door, I said, "I know the Lord's got something for us to work on together." At that time, I did not know that it was Taking Ground, which the name has, we went through a variation of names, which landed Taking Ground. And he came back and sat in my office, and we talked for a long time. And I was just like, "What do you feel like God's really asking you to do in this industry? And how can I help you do that? And what does that look like?" And we just talked through a bunch of things. And I said, "Here's a couple projects I want to give you. Why don't you read over some of them and let's just talk and just see? And as we pray, we'll just pray about it." And then it was just like the Lord said, "He's got Steve's project." And we talked, and I said, "Hey, I think I found, I think God has brought who we need to produce this,
I
and
came
we'll
down and
do a
met him.
great job."
By the way, you just mentioned your podcast, Set Life podcast. You felt like God wanted you to do a podcast too, and you did that. And I think you got nominated for some award or something. Tell us about that.
That's like won 3 awards now, and
Goodness.
I didn't even know you could win awards for these things, you know, and God was just so good. I mean, we won the Gold Crown Award at ICVM, and it's like the little Oscars for Christian podcasting movie world. And I was actually at the show with our friend Trudy and the award show, because I'm a presenter usually there every year, and I'm videoing for Trudy, because I'm thinking someone else is going to win, and they called my name, and I was like, "Wait, what?" I mean, and I just got up there, and I was like, "I would like to stand up here and tell you, like, you know, I've just hoped to get this, and like, but I've never even considered it, and I feel like every angel in heaven is rejoicing right now, because it's God's win. It's like His victory is getting honored and seen for just saying yes. I just happened to say yes to the greatest person, the greatest being, the greatest everything to me. I call him my best friend, so that's like a person to me. And I just said yes to him, and we ended up winning, you know, multiple awards for the
That's
show.
awesome.
And so I'm just humbled, because it's nothing I ever set out to do. It's everything he wanted. And I just am thankful that he's getting honored in doing that.
You
So.
know, there is, as we wind this down, I'm going to say there's something special about knowing you're where God wants you to be.
Yeah.
I had, you know, like you, I had I didn't need to do any of this. I had a successful life going on without getting into ministry of any kind or writing books. And I didn't, you know, you got to sit still to write a book, and I'm pretty high energy, so that's really hard for me. But
Amen.
now I have 6 books, you know, and we have others in the works. So I will tell you that I have no regrets of doing this. I know you feel the same way, even though it's still hard. That doesn't mean there aren't hard days and meeting deadlines and, you know, working through the financial parts of it. None of it's easy, but it's not easy if you know, it's kind of like it's the same old story. Either way, it's hard. Choose God's way, and it feels right, and He helps you through. One of my board members for Active Faith said to me, "If God gives you the vision, He's going to give you the provision." And I believe that. Now, I'll talk later with Isaac. The young man you talked about was Isaac Farrar. He's probably going to be the next one I go ahead and bring on for this
Great.
special Battle Plan series on Taking Ground. But Isaac was the one you talked about that day. And I know he mentioned that everything went very smoothly,
Yeah.
even on a very small budget. I mean, we had just enough. Everybody, some people took pay cuts, other people, you provided
Yeah.
some housing for people to help keep our expenses down. We appreciate that. And then other people, some of the film crew of the, I don't know, 13 of those, some of those worked 3 days for no pay.
Yeah.
And the rest of them worked at a discount. They loved the story so much they wanted to see it get put on film. And so only God can make all that kind of stuff
And
happen.
it was just such a great environment. Like you just wanted to be there. Like you wanted to be on set. That's why all these crew members kept coming back because they just wanted to stay a part and wanted to be a part.
Yeah.
I mean, we some of the crew members, I mean, we had extra of, should I say, that we could have done it without, but they just wanted to be there.
Yeah.
And that was super cool to watch. It was super cool to watch. If you know anything about filmmaking at all, you have a you try to make your days. You have to get so many scenes done in a
Oh
day.
goodness.
Very.
I was blown away at the schedule. You're right. That was amazing.
It's just so much crammed at once, and everybody has to stay online and schedule and on time and all that.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, we're making our days, we're staying on schedule, we're getting things we need to get done. All of that was just so great. It went off without a glitch. God was just all over it. And then the cast and the crew were just so kind. Everybody was very, very
Everybody
kind.
loved working with everybody, I noticed too.
Yeah. So I think, hey, let's be honest. Let's contribute that to a lot of prayer. I mean, we had people praying like crazy, Steve.
Yeah.
You had a lot of people praying for you. I've got a lot of people praying for the studio and the things. And it matters. I mean, prayer absolutely matters, especially when we're handling the content that we've got. I know you got sick. I've gotten in a wreck. I mean, things happen. But you know what? I mean, God is completely protecting both
That
of
is
us,
true.
and He's got us. I'm not afraid. He knew we were tough cookies. That's why He gave us the assignment, because He knows we don't have quit in us, that we've got perseverance. So you can't be afraid of what comes with the territory. I mean, it's like
Yeah.
you can't go like, I want to get in shape, but I never want to have a sore muscle. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to
Yeah.
have to do the
Well,
work.
and I showed up on the set and I was expecting problems. And
Sure.
so first thing I said when I get there, have y'all staked out the building yet where we're filming? And they all looked at me and went and kind of like, oh, we did overlook that. They were because not yet. They didn't say no. They said not yet. Like meant to plan to do that, but somebody forgot. And so I'm not in the show except for a couple of little, clips. So I was focused on just being there to help and encourage and meet the people and thank them for all they were doing. And first thing I did was get my hammer, which is in that picture behind me. Very special hammer. It's a long, funny story behind that hammer. But I got that hammer and I staked the property. And I'm not trying to take credit. There was a lot of prayer, but I'm just saying, we're filming a show on staking ground and making a difference. That's the first thing that needs to happen. And we did that. And you had people praying, and we had people praying, and it could not have gone any better. I mean, until the numbers all added up, I was worried I was going to owe you a bunch of extra money above what we had donated. And when you called and said, I think we're within $400 of what we needed, I just kind of almost fainted. Only God can make those kind of things happen.
And I
Well,
think
tell people where they
responsibility.
can find your other stuff, Multiply and your other stuff.
Yeah, so all content is the app, 100%, is to go get the download the studio app. It's like so supportive of the whole cause of everything that's happening right now with the studio. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram, For the One Studio, Amber Buteau at Instagram and all the social medias,
Sure.
YouTube, we have LinkedIn, we have all those things. But I would really encourage get the app. I mean, we promote to the app. We promote, we'll have shorts, we'll have little clips of things like this. Our YouTube channel will have, some of this that points towards, but the full content.
Produce some clips. I know people are already asking me, where can I see it? And I know longer term, a few months down the road, we hope that it'll be on Amazon Prime So it'll be there, and then you'll have it on the For the One app, which is very portable. We also will have be streaming it on the app for active-faith.org. But there may be some other affiliate partners that carry it for us and help promote. We're trying to make it available as many places as possible. OBBM is one of those, but just kind of look for those spots. And there will be clips on YouTube that'll have links to, one of those places to see the full episode. And then we're hoping people, it's a $5 episode. We're hoping people will kind of pay it forward too and donate toward future episodes. We'd like to get enough for an entire season to be planned out. People can donate, and it's totally tax deductible because we're a 501c3 nonprofit, or they can invest and they can contact us, you or me, either one. My email is stephenfield1@me.com. You want to give your email right quick for the studios?
It's amber@fortheonestudio.com.
Okay.
And I would like to say too, if you watch it, I mean, we have eight more of these. So, if they want to invest in telling this story and getting it around the world, donate to the nonprofit and help us complete this and see this all the way through. I think you're going to be very encouraged by the first one, and you're going to want to see more of the stories because Steve's got a million more that are so great that need to come to life, visually need to come to life. I know you can read them in his book, Stakes, but to see them come to life, like what you're going to see in Taking Ground, the first episode, we have many more of those that we're working on funding and getting in the queue to start recording and producing and all of that.
Well, I'll
So.
just tell you too, when I knew the story and I cried when I saw the episode in its, final product. That was a weird experience to even know what's going to happen, and still it hit me emotionally. And it just feels good to be helping people. I know you feel the same way. I don't usually do this, but I want us to end with a prayer today. And if you don't mind, I'll start the prayer and let you finish the prayer. Is that okay? And
Okay.
then I'll have some sign-off comments right after that.
Okay.
God, thank you for Amber and for the One Studio and for the mission that you've put in front of her with Taking Ground and Multiplied and many other things that are in the works. I pray you'd bless them as a studio financially, bless them emotionally. I pray you'd protect them with your mighty angels. I pray you continue to bless Active Faith and this series of Taking Ground. I pray that if you want people to donate, you put it on their heart to do that. If you want them to invest, that you put it on their heart to do that. We pray that you would be glorified and honored with everything we say and do. We want to do this to grow your kingdom, not ours. We want you to have all the glory that goes with this. And we pray that these episodes will touch people who've walked away from you or who've never come to Christ, and cause them to realize that your word is still powerful. You're still on the throne, and prayer still works. We thank you and love you and praise you with all we know, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to be your best friend. I thank you so much for the opportunity to partner with you on the daily, to watch your goodness and faithfulness to come about on the earth. Lord, help us to be obedient, good stewards of all the greatness and the goodness that you give to us. Lord, I thank you for these stories. I thank you for the ability to bring these stories to life. May these stories go across the globe and empower and encourage and give people the wisdom and understanding to know the authority that they have in you. Whether it's the first time they see this, whether it's the first time they fully understand who you are to us and what you offer to us as your kids and in the kingdom, Lord, what we have readily available through your blood, through your name, through your word, Lord, I just thank you. I just thank you for the price that you paid to give us the power and the authority over the darkness and sin in this world. Lord, I thank you for the ultimate sacrifice that you gave, for laying down your life so that we can have freedoms, so that we can break the sin in our life. Lord, I may every second of this content permeate people's lives, that it be changed for the better, that they fully understand who you are. Not religion, not what they think, not what could be, but Lord, that they see this with a fresh eyes and that they see it with your love and acceptance and grace and mercy, Lord. And I thank you that sometimes we make this more difficult than it is, but that this makes it practical and understandable, that we have the power to stand up against the darkness in our life, that we don't have to live in bondage, that we don't have to live in fear, but that we can stand and be victorious in all things because of the price you paid and because of who you are in our life, that we just got to call upon you and that you show up, never fail us, never leave us or forsake us. And Lord, I just thank you that we get to sit with you. May you get all the glory, all the honor in everything that we do and say. And Lord, I just thank you that you are protecting this content, that as it goes around the world, that the people that need to see it will see it, and that what needs to happen with it will happen, and nothing that comes against it will prosper, but that it will cease where it began and that it will flourish all the way around the world. Lord, I thank you for Steve. I thank you for healing him and his health right now. I thank you for the angels that are around both of us, keeping all of us safe in the studio, Lord. And we pray all of these things in your precious and mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for praying with us today. And thank you for joining us on Battle Plan. Share this with someone else so they'll learn about taking ground. And before I sign off, I always want to remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.